Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
We've been practicing and rehearsing all weekend long to bring you the best of Monday. It's the 16th, isn't it? Yeah. Halfway through the month, Jen. May 16th, 2022. Monday. There are times when it feels like it's appropriate to acknowledge that the ladies of the DJV program, Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Jay Kirshner, are not exactly wallflowers. They are here with their brightness, they're here with their thoughts, here with what we know to be the truth, what's factual, and everything that's satisfactual. I tell you something, how much more of this kind of stuff as went on in Buffalo over the weekend can we stomach as individuals, as a nation? The mass shooting, 10 people are dead in Buffalo, hate crime, they went there with the express purpose of taking black lives. What makes this 18-year-old or any of these, we say the same thing, it's young white men.
And he was known to police. You know, that's the other thing that's really disappointing, is that he had threatened to shoot up, I guess they thought he was going to shoot up his high school just a year before. And, you know, how does it happen over and over again? And it wasn't just in Buffalo. This, in California, we had a church shooting where the guy walked in and started trying to shoot up a church in Laguna. The parishioners fought back. They ended up hog-tying the guy until police were able to get there. But
What do we say about it anymore? Nothing seems to be getting done to stop it. Nobody, as you just acknowledged,
well, it's the same story every time.
It is.
Yeah, I mean, all the kids in his school have all said the same thing. He was a loner. He was antisocial. He, you know, it's all the same profile over and over and over. This guy was in a mental hospital for a day and a half to be evaluated after the police got involved with him and thought, you know, he was a threat to the school, like Jen had said. But then what happened after that? So you get evaluated and you're in a mental facility for a day and a half. And then every report just said that he disappeared off the radar from that point on. So,
and you know, it's
does he
really
have parents?
Easy.
I haven't heard anything about his parents.
But it's really easy, and you know, it's really sad because immediately people start like jumping to their own narratives. We have a really big mental health issue in this country because really every time it's what it boils down to. And I mean, this guy, immediately people start talking about guns. Do you know that this guy, to walk into that grocery store with the guns that he did, broke 117 laws that are already on the books? He broke 27 laws in Buffalo because they have easy gun restrictions, I guess, in Buffalo. But he still broke 27 gun laws just by walking in. The guy in Laguna who walked into the church broke 117 gun laws. So, because California has so many of them.
So what do we conclude? We don't. Nobody's enforcing the laws, Jen? What do you want us to take away?
Well, bad guys are going to break the law just by having the guns themselves. So what do? We have to figure out how to deal. We have a really big mental health issue in this country, and that stems from not only our crime, the rising crime rates, but also you can see it by the homeless issue that's on the street, and nobody knows what to do, clearly. Okay. I mean, because we have these conversations all the time.
Let's equate that sort of thing for a moment to the things that people pay a lot of attention to. Jay, on social media, we acknowledge and pay attention to things that are written on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, about things like the trial of Johnny Depp and the girlfriend and what it is that they both present. Drunkenness, abuse, outrage. And this is the thing people pay attention to. So they
disconnect
from...
Yeah, because it's an escape. They literally did an SNL skit about why everyone right now, there's so much heavy stuff, and why everyone just wants to focus on Johnny Depp and Amber Heard.
It also
because
makes
everyone's
you feel
like,
about your own life.
But they're mentally...
Right.
Yeah. Both
you're
of
like,
them are mentally unstable.
Watch reality television, too.
True.
Look at the things that used to happen with Jerry Springer or Maury Povich. Or go back and these things that people watch, the court dramas, quote-unquote, that are on TV, whether they be the Judge Judy stuff or the Law and Order stuff or whatever it is, and you see how things have changed and then wonder what is there that has brought us to this point. And there's a lot of discussion about whether or not youngsters should have, whether it's appropriate, and I think we're going to talk about it in the tech report, whether or not children should have smartphones. What do you get? What's the mental health impact of that? It's huge. All of these things are huge. I'll tell you something.
That's true. But, like, how many kids have video games and have cell phones that don't go on to open fire on people in a grocery store?
But that's then it's up to us as either people in society or parents to recognize. I told you about what happened a week ago when I went to the mental health ward of the Framingham Union Hospital. It was supposed to be the emergency room, but it was full of people who needed help, the mother and her child. This woman had no business having a child that was sitting next to me. Kid, she talked to him in riddles, and it's just the fact that people can get a hold of drugs as easily as they do? I don't know whether this kid was coked up or not. And that I will tell you, the mother that was in the hospital with her kid was on drugs. And so I thought to myself yesterday on the tractor, I really became very pensive because this thing was all over the place yesterday, you can hear in my voice the emotion. It's sad to see the country that I grew up in, people who are my age, the boomers who are in their 70s, who can't really recognize this country. We're strangers in a land that gets stranger and stranger and stranger every single day. You know, most of the people that I know observed or obeyed the law. Sure, were they lawbreakers? Yeah, but we had a group of us that went to college together, had a little Zoom conversation. We've had them over the past couple of years. Every once in a while we get together, and it isn't that we lament what it was like, but even though most of us didn't like the law, we obeyed the laws. You know, there are plenty of idiotic laws around.
But the difference is? It hit me this weekend, and I don't want to interrupt
you. I'm trying to figure out what
you.
The difference is.
I think
there's so many things that contribute
more
to
than
the
just
difference.
More than just blaming cell phones. We have empowered people to be more about the individual than the collective. And I think what happened is that there were a lot of people before, because we didn't have social media, because we didn't have phone, we've gratified a lot of people to believe that their immediate needs are more important than the overall well-being of the collective. Does that make sense? Because I think I'm saying? Less than cell phones, I think what we've done is we've made people feel that their immediate gratification, their immediate ability to be able to deliver what they think to everybody else more than anything
becomes
more important than helping see our cities, our societies, our little individual groups of community actually succeed. And I think more than anything, more than like video games, more than just cell phones in general, but that prompting of telling people that their opinion, or I'm just going to do me, this mentality that you hear a lot of young people say, we're
Jen?
Very self-centered and very inwardly focused. And so our feelings, our beliefs, our everything matters more than everybody else's. And that's really at the point of it, what I think has turned with society.
People get a gun and shoot people, though. Mm-hmm. I mean, I agree to a point with what you're saying, but I also don't know that, I don't think that we can really make that full connection to a school
But if there's
shooter.
Mental illness already and you just think that you're right and you have to go in there and make your case, I mean, I do think, you know, it's the argument. Not everybody's going to go out and shoot people if they're watching video games, but there's that one that gets it.
Yeah.
When we start empowering everybody to believe that their opinion is the most important, I don't know. It's just my feeling. I'm not trying to preach this is the truth, but it's just how I feel.
To a situation that I'm involved in locally. I'm not a politician, but I'm involved in politics, and I'm involved. I give a lot of time to public service things, including a committee that I'm on. I'm on two different committees. One of them has to do with agriculture, and the other one has to do with conserving land and conserving property, and how do we It's called the Community Protection Act, Conservation Protection. Anyway, so there's a lady who's on this. There are actually two ladies who are on this group who are very much interested in making sure that what they have to say is heard, which is great. But they tend to command the conversation, and they've taken the group in a direction which is more focused on things like preferred pronouns and talking about where, you know, their point of view. So with this one lady and I had a conversation in the last meeting. She basically said that I was a bully because I said I don't want any more. I'm not on this committee to do the things that you want. They're involved in nuance. And as it happens, somebody from the city has gotten now involved in it. And all the work that we've done, or most of it, has been a waste of time. And there's been this boy versus girl, men versus women, and you don't respect me because you won't listen. But she goes on and on and on, and I just said, after a half hour of it in one meeting, enough of this already. We're not here to have this conversation or to listen to you tell us what it is that you think is important. We're here to follow an outline, to get something done, and to vote on these projects. Well, you thought that I was accused of there's a local Framingham blog called Framingham Unfiltered. And as a result of that, I'm now a bully because I'm not interested in any more listening to this stuff go on and on and on and on. And I'm very clear about what I thought I was on the committee for and what the committee was set up for. So, you know, you go back to some of the situations with government or with people. There's another ruse going on with all the giant corporations that have replaced a lot of individual enterprises. We have our smaller businesses are taxed. Our individuals are taxed and regulated out of existence. I think about Orwell's Animal Farm. All pigs are equal, but some pigs are more equal than others. You get corporate executives are just like those pigs. We're bad because we're white, or white guys think you're bad because you're black, and you're bad if you're Jewish, or you're bad if you're Christian. I mean, it's sickening. What we have taken with this great experiment and has done as much as it has for the rest of the world, and we're creating a black hole on the planet. It really is. It's just, and you look at Putin, 18 past the hour.
If you have a small business, let Staples be your shipping partner.
I'm generating orders 24/7. I don't have time to ship them too.
Staples has it covered.
A one-stop shipping solution for a business that works nonstop.
Padded mailers in every size and color?
Staples has your shipping covered with packing and shipping supplies and services. Now get 15% off UPS Ground and 20% off UPS Express shipping services. If you need to ship, ship at Staples, the working and learning store. Ends 5/28. Visit staplesconnect.com/services/shipping for details.
Angie's List is now Angie, your home for everything home. With Angie, you could cross your next project off your to-do list before this ad is over. Just tell us what you need, and we'll handle the rest, sending a top pro to get it done. Or browse reviews, compare quotes from pros, and connect instantly, all for free. For everything from routine maintenance to a dream remodel. Because however you want your project done, we'll get it done. Download the app or go to Angie.com. That's ANGI.com to get started.
And now a small business setback, delivered by a kind French stranger.
Monsieur, there was an accident. The windshield of your catering van is, kaput? But Progressive has an extensive network of repair shops. Now, we think about the old days. Brave marin, revient de guerre.
When things go wrong with your small business, it's comforting to know you have Progressive Commercial. Get a quote in as little as 6 minutes at ProgressiveCommercial.com.
Croissance for everyone!
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates. Coverage subject to policy terms and conditions.
Hey, Dad, cool if I change this?
They may not get each other's music, but they can both get a COVID-19 booster shot. Because the CDC recommends booster shots for people 12 years and older after completion of a primary series. Schedule an appointment as soon as you are eligible. Sponsored by BioNTech and Pfizer.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Did you know that you could easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that, but the common person can't? So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. Here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
DJV Health Podcast with Dr. Jack Stockwell.
You're constantly exposed to bugs. You're constantly exposed to viruses, to microbes, to bacteria. You can't get away from those things any more than a fish can get away from water. You live in an absolute atmosphere filled with these microbes. And so you've got these processes inside your body to constantly defend you from these things.
All DJV Health Podcasts can be found at DJVHealthShow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's now 23 after the hour here on the DEJV program. Trending time from social media slots at Twitter and Instagram and Facebook, where it's trending everywhere. I was looking at a trending list last night. I forget what the page was I was on, but it just had the top 10 items. And I looked, and then I started to look for three or four other trending lists, and they were all different. Well, there were two or three items that were the same, including the one about Britney Spears and what happened with kind of a sad reality for her. She'd been through so much. We'll talk about what actually happened after this.
I tend to second-guess dinners with friends because they're often interrupted by diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or oily stools. It turns out I have EPI, or exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, which means I'm missing the enzymes needed to digest food. My doctor prescribed Creon pancrelipase, an oral prescription medication that replaces pancreatic digestive enzymes. Creon treats EPI due to cystic fibrosis, chronic pancreatitis, pancreatectomy, or other conditions.
Creon may increase your chance of fibrosing colonopathy, a rare bowel disorder. Tell your doctor if you have a history of intestinal blockage or scarring or thickening of your bowel wall, if you're allergic to pork, or if you have gout, kidney problems, or worsening of painful swollen joints. Call your doctor if you have any unusual or severe gastrointestinal symptoms or allergic reactions. Take Creon as directed by your doctor and always with food. Do not chew capsules, as this may cause mouth irritation. Other side effects may include blood sugar changes, gas, dizziness, sore throat, and cough. These are not all the side effects of Creon.
Creon is the number one prescribed EPI treatment. Ask your doctor about Creon for EPI and visit Creon.com or call 800-633-9110 to learn more. That's Creon.com.
All right, so Britney Spears and the announcement, Jay, what has taken place?
Yeah, she and her fiancé, Sam Asghari, have had to make the unfortunate announcement that they've lost their baby. They suffered a miscarriage early on in the pregnancy, and they said that they probably should have waited until the second trimester to announce their pregnancy because so much can go wrong. Basically, 25% of pregnancies end in the first trimester, and they were just so excited that they announced it.
Wait a minute, hold on a second. Huh? 25% of pregnancies are lost in the first trimester? I never heard that before. Is that true?
Yeah. A lot of pregnancies.
That's what I tell you.
Yeah. Most people will wait until 12 weeks because that's the most dangerous. And as you progress in your pregnancy, the risk of miscarriage will go down. And there was a lot of speculation when they first announced it, wondering how far along she was, when the baby might be due, because of the whole, most people will wait until at least second trimester, but she did announce that it was early term, and they probably should have waited to make their announcement.
Well, she's had the tough time. You think with all of the things that have happened since she got away from her family, things would stabilize a little bit for her. And then when you hear things like this, and you ladies were talking off air about whether she really was pregnant or not, and was this just a pipe dream, and then you start thinking, well, was she really unstable?
It's my feeling that she had awful parents who took advantage of her, and I think that that is really legitimately true. It's just my little simpleton opinion. If you look at the stuff that she posts and how she writes, it's very manic. And so I worry about her. I think she's a really sweet person, and I feel like she shares a lot with people. And
I think she's learning the balance,
the risk
though,
of
now,
that.
Of sharing. Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, this
yeah,
is oversharing
the risk
here,
that is that people,
you know?
Right, is that they, then we start to go, well, maybe she was a little bit off kilter. That doesn't mean her parents should have abused her like that. Holy smokes.
No, not at all. I hope you didn't think that's what I was suggesting. That isn't what I was suggesting at all. It's just that she seems, what comes first, chicken or the egg? Is she a little unstable because of all the things she went through with her parents? That may be true. 28 past the hour.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exogen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe with Exogen.
Here is today's top automotive tech story. I'm Nick Miles. Kia has announced pricing for the all-new 2023 Sportage Hybrid, the first electrified version of the brand's stylish and capable SUV, starting at $27,290. The 2023 Sportage HEV is the third model in the ongoing cadence of eco-minded offerings, guided by Plan S, the global Kia production electrification strategy. For more automotive tech stories, go to testmiles.com.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades, only available at Walmart.
Calitrin is collagen. We're born with collagen. We lose it. You're putting back into your body what your body has naturally. There are no drugs. There are no stimulants. And what it does, it supports the lean muscle. It burns your stored fat. You're going to more than likely see inch loss before weight loss. That doesn't happen fast. Also, if you have anything joint-wise, muscle-wise, it's going to go there first. You know, your body breaks down the collagen protein, and one of those proteins is glycine, which helps your body sleep more soundly. So there's many, many benefits, but it's one of your few that your heart patients, your diabetics, if you're on prescription meds, it will not interact at all.
There's a 45-day money-back guarantee. Use the code DJV for free shipping and to get these BOGO deals. It's a great way to lose weight, the healthiest way to do it in America. Check it all out at Top Loss.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Price of gas is soaring. AAA reporting the national average for regular jumping over the weekend to $4.48 a gallon. Nowhere is it more expensive than California, where drivers are paying $5.98 a gallon on average. As far as why he believes prices are so high, Louisiana Republican Senator John Kennedy.
He thinks he can run the greatest economy, the most powerful economy in all of human history without fossil fuels. And that's one of the main reasons why the prices at the pump are so high.
A new NBC News survey finding just 39% of people surveyed approve of President Biden's job performance. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Americans are having trouble finding baby formula as one of the United States' leading manufacturers waits for FDA approval to reopen its factory in Michigan. New York Republican Congresswoman Nicole Meliotakis, appearing on Fox News, says the factory should be open by now.
It's been months, and so we are wondering, why has it taken the FDA so long to investigate and get this manufacturing plant back online?
The White House, without proof, says the situation will improve dramatically in just a few weeks as it tries to increase imports and drive up production around the country. One country is seeing an uptick in coronavirus cases.
South Africa is experiencing a surge of new COVID-19 cases driven by two Omicron subvariants that looks like the original Omicron strain that was first identified late last year. The country has been seeing an increase in cases and a somewhat higher number of hospitalizations, but no increases in severe cases and deaths. A health expert says they don't want to call it a wave because it's early in the increase period, adding that the actual number of new cases is probably much higher than the 8,000 per day that's already been reported because symptoms are mild and many who get sick are not getting tested. For USA Radio News, I'm Kenneth Burns in New York.
Follow us on Facebook at USA Radio. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
DJV Health Podcast with Dr. Ken Kronhaus.
Clearly, the hospitalizations are down. The deaths in hospitalizations for COVID-19 are dramatically down. But where we are, whether this pandemic has moved to an endemic and something we can live with, this is a big question which we're all hoping for. We now have, fortunately for so many of us, the availability of home testing.
All DJV Health Podcasts can be found at djvhealthshow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
The morning of the day. Hello, welcome to the DJV program. Doug Steffen with Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, and Jay Kirshner, going through the events of the weekend, things that have happened to you personally, things that have happened to us all collectively. And then there's the focus on Putin and the Russians and the problems that they have. And I guess the biggest problem is this Nordic nightmare, ladies, which is springing to life nicely. Sweden and Finland now saying that they want to be a part of NATO, applying theirs. How quickly will NATO make they? Scandinavia's always been sort of neutral, right? Haven't they been more than anything else? You think of Finland and Denmark and Sweden.
I think forced neutrality, especially with Finland, because they didn't want to, upset the apple cart, probably.
You mean with the Russians? But I'm talking about through. Let's go back to World War II, and before that, there just seemed always to be this. They were like a nice isolation, a kind of in a world of their own. I actually, Finland's the only one of those countries I've been to. I've not been to Sweden, and I haven't been to Denmark, but I had a pen pal when I was in high school from Sweden. And I always think back about, well, she sent me a picture when I think we were both about 16 or 17, and I immediately fell in love. You know how you feel when you're a teenager and you look at that?
She spritzed perfume on it so that you could smell it.
Yeah, I don't remember that, Jennifer, but it was cute. She was from Malmo, Sweden. I can't pronounce her name, but at any rate, back to what's going on with the Russians.
That's romantic. You were in love with the what's-her-name.
Yeah.
I do remember her.
Well, he's also just turned, Finland and Sweden and the Ukraine war into a love story about him in high school.
You should look her up now, Dougie. Maybe she's single.
Maybe she could be Jennifer.
That would be a Lifetime movie.
Oh, yeah. At least.
A war brought us apart.
Kept us apart.
War brought us together. That's what I was going to say.
Together.
The ages kept us apart. The war brought us together. I just combined it.
So NATO expansion is more than an existential threat to Putin. You've seen pictures of him? I saw one picture. He actually looks like a madman. His eyes seem closer together. He just looks like he's out of his mind.
Well, the dying of cancer stories really picked up over the weekend. So...
Yeah.
Maybe.
Now, what's
maybe
the latest on that? Because we know he had surgery, right? Like, that was public knowledge?
Yeah.
A lot of different reports I saw yesterday just mentioned the fact that he has become wild-eyed because he's dying of cancer and that he's looking for a successor and that there's this mystery man that is... And again, these are real news sources. You know, it's like a lot of the British sources seem to be running with this story.
Mm-hmm.
So... And they say that there's this guy who's been with him and photographed in every picture, and he's a mystery. Nobody knows his name even. But that now everybody's kind of speculating that this is the person that he wants to be his successor. Which, again, is really dangerous because we always say, get rid of Putin, right? And we think that everything's going to be better.
Who's behind him? Yeah.
Right. Who's next? And nobody seems to know. I remember, like, now maybe a month and a half ago, I was talking to Katie McFarland, who is part of the Trump administration's national security team. And I asked her, I said, do we have any idea? Oh, no, it was Heather Nauert, who used to work at the State Department. I said, any idea who this person is behind Vladimir Putin? And she said, that's the scary part. She said, I can tell you that at least when I was at the State Department, which was, 2 years ago, no one knew who the Putin successor was. So if that's true, they keep it really buried, and then you don't know what you're dealing with. You can't.
Well, the other side of it is that there are plenty of stories floating around about a wholesale revolution and getting rid of the whole government. There's plenty of that stuff that's been floating around the last week or two, or maybe a month or two, but now it becomes much more. I've seen a lot more of that in the last 3-4 days of people. There is a coup that's been planned and maybe already started. And so this is the end of the end for these people. So what's true? We all know what Putin is trying to do. We all know where he is. We all know that they have had limited success, if any success at all. They haven't really taken control of any major city in the area that they really want to. They want to control this area, the east side and the south. East side, their casualties are horrible, and if they aren't killed by the Ukrainians, apparently they're being killed by the Russian generals, who if you don't get to the front line, you don't do what you're told, you're getting shot as well, or sent back to a gulag in Siberia.
They're indicating now that story is coming back again, that troops are injuring themselves.
Yeah.
So that they don't have to continue on anymore. So definitely the morale, I think, with the Russian troops, we can ascertain is probably down.
Well Putin's mistress, that's another thing that's a story that's been kind of floating around. She's apparently pregnant again. So I don't know if he has a son. Maybe there's like a, I don't know, maybe there's like a last-ditch effort here for an heir.
Right, yeah.
I don't know. But that story's been floating around a lot. Yeah, he's got two daughters from the first wife, and I think he has two younger daughters with the mistress. And no one ever just calls her the mistress. I forget what her name is. But if she really is pregnant again, she's not with somebody else. I mean, it's going to have to be his kid.
So, but under the circumstances, when this is all over, who's going to be held responsible? The Russian government?
That's a good question.
The country, it isn't if, whether he's there or he's not there, somebody else is there, he gets removed. You just can't expect that everything goes back to where it was before. It's that just isn't going to work with the international community. And no matter what the Chinese do, no matter, and the Chinese are on edge now, because I'll tip a hat to Biden or wherever this came. This Trans-Pacific Partnership, whether you look at it or looked at it carefully or not, changes the economic realities of our relationship with Asian countries, where there's lots more business being done. Say what you will about the previous administration or what they did or what their motivation was. Who cares? Under the circumstances right now, this Trans-Pacific Partnership is very important to the health of our economy and to their economy. The Chinese, we let them open the door, and they became even more powerful than they had been before. They've been building up their power and their control for 40 years, which basically was us handing them the key because we kept our corporations, kept going over there to get things built cheaper. I've tried to find some tires for my tractors over the weekend online. I couldn't find any that weren't made in China. Couldn't find any. And we're still, there's plenty of that sort of thing going on. So, but the, by the way, Putin, according to, you just said it was in the English papers, has blood cancer. That's the end. Blood cancer is one of the most painful, horrible things. Yeah. Well,
you know, I'm sure that he's not sharing his health records with people on purpose. So obviously that's got to be speculation or some sources that are just talking about that. But yeah, if that's if that is true, that's not good.
No. All right. So meanwhile, other things going on over there. The basketball star Brittany Griner, she's in. Well, here she is. They're trying to trade her for some really bad guy, right? Don't we have some really bad guy in custody over here, Russian bad guy? The Russians want this person back. So you want Brittany Griner, then you give us whoever this bad guy is. And is there any discussion, a debate? Just, yes, let's do it. What's the holdup? If they're going to do it, what is everybody waiting for?
All I know is on Friday, the Russian court sentenced her to another month. So
yeah, that's what I was saying, yeah, right.
Yeah, I haven't heard about is there a real deal? Because as far as the last I've heard, you know, President Biden and President Putin aren't exactly on speaking terms, so I'm not sure who's negotiating that.
Yeah, well, I hadn't heard about a trade either, but I do know that she's being classified now as a political prisoner. So a trade certainly would probably be something that's on the table, I guess, to try to get her out of there. But, you know, then what do you do? Do you release, like, this horrible guy? I mean, I don't know. I'm glad it's not my job to figure that out.
Well, yeah, but and that is, you're kind of, you feel like you're over a barrel in that sense. Apparently some of the negotiations are taking place in this area of Germany where it's not too far away, the mountains of Munich. This is a great area of Germany. I don't know how many of you have been there or not. Germany is actually quite a beautiful country. I've liked my visits there. If you could put aside the history of the country and the people, it's the Alps, absolutely the pristine views. The air is always clean. And apparently it's been a hideaway, even now, for some of the Russian oligarchs who are trying to stay, you know, below the radar. But now everybody knows this place. And apparently some of the conversations about how we're going to trade off this basketball player for this other bad guy have taken place there. But I was just looking at some of the pictures. What kind of morality is there involved in this sort of thing? When you think about, okay, what we do, is it moral to take Brittany Griner back and to give the Russians one of the most horrible murderers, cutthroats that has ever lived? Is that moral? How do you deal with that morality question? You just said you didn't want to try to do it, Jennifer. I don't blame you. The morality of this? We want this woman back again. But is it moral to give the Russians back somebody who will go back to being an assassin, killing people? This guy has killed business people. He's a murdering cutthroat. And so we give them back to the Russians, so we get Brittany Griner back. What would you do if you were in by whoever makes the decision? Is it Biden? Who makes it? I guess he does make the decision. So what do you do?
The State Department, I think, is don't they handle these types of things?
Usually they'll say we have an opportunity. I mean, the president or you know whoever's running things is in charge of saying no, you know, yes or no to those deals. But, yeah, the State Department negotiates. I don't know. I don't even know how you begin. I mean, it's a lesson, kids, to not go on stupid trips to China or Iran or Russia or a place where they hate us. Because
well,
this girl,
Britney's
we don't even know.
Playing there for seven
seasons. Yeah, she was
seasons.
Playing.
I mean, she was working.
And we don't know if she had marijuana or not. If she did, that was really dumb. That doesn't mean she should be in prison for, you know, 12 years.
Mm-hmm.
Ugh, what a mess.
And then there's the, now there's a lot of discussion over the weekend about the European Union's, the sanctions that they put on oil. And where is, what's going on, the people in Europe, they all want to get rid of Putin for sure and put an end to the war. But, excuse me, one of the things, you think it's bad here, the price of fuel. Wow. Go look around what's going on. It hasn't been well reported, as usual. Things like this don't get well reported in American news media. But there is there's a real resistance now because of what had been the oil dependency on Russia. Now they're shutting it off. So where are they getting the oil and how much is it costing? Gasoline here has gone up 30 cents in the past week. Price of diesel fuel up 40, 50 cents. I saw one $6.47 a gallon for diesel fuel. It was last year this time, it was $3, even less than $3. So how is all of this going to be sustained? And you don't think that's going to burst a bubble in Europe over all of this? It certainly is not going to be well received. It isn't being well received by the people there. 48 after the hour.
What's for dinner? Burgers?
After last week, no thanks.
Avoiding foods due to fear of diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or loose oily stools? It may not be just stomach issues. It could be EPI, or exocrine pancreatic insufficiency. EPI can cause uncomfortable symptoms because it's a condition where the pancreas doesn't release enough digestive enzymes to break down food. But EPI can be managed. Use the symptom checker on identifyepi.com and talk to your doctor about your symptoms. That's identifyepi.com. Sponsored by AbbVie.
How long does it take to tackle a home project? With Angie, you could cross it off your list before this ad is over. Just tell us what you need. Indoor, outdoor, repair, or redesign. And we handle the rest, sending a top pro to get it done. You don't have to lift a finger, except to tap the screen or click the mouse. Plus, Angie is free to use. So bring us your next home project, and we'll bring it home. Download the app or go to Angie.com. That's ANGI.com to get started.
Time's my baby, someone stole my baby. By the way, my baby is my landscaping truck that was literally stolen from a job site. Baby, won't you please come home?
Owning a small business isn't always as lovely as it sounds, but with 30-plus customizable coverage options, Progressive Commercial keeps your business humming along. Get a quote in as little as 6 minutes at ProgressiveCommercial.com.
I love my sweetheart. By the way, that's my riding lawnmower.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Coverage and discounts not available for all vehicles or states. Policy terms and conditions apply.
Is your child getting the personalized attention they need to excel in math? Mathnasium has a solution for students of all skill levels. We assess each child's strengths and weaknesses, creating a customized learning plan. The Mathnasium method gives them the critical thinking skills they need to thrive, with the option to attend face-to-face online sessions or come to one of our 1,000 neighborhood learning centers. Mathnasium. We're changing lives through math. Learn more at mathnasium.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR. PCR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
And now a small business setback, delivered by a kind French stranger.
Monsieur, there was an accident. The windshield of your catering van is, how do you say, kaput? But Progressive has an extensive network of repair shops. Now, we think about the old days. Brave marin, revient de guerre.
When things go wrong with your small business, it's comforting to know you have Progressive Commercial. Get a quote in as little as 6 minutes at ProgressiveCommercial.com.
Croissance for everyone!
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates. Coverage subject to policy terms and conditions.
How long does it take to tackle a home project? With Angie, you could cross it off your list before this ad is over. Just tell us what you need. Indoor, outdoor, repair, or redesign. And we handle the rest, sending a top pro to get it done. You don't have to lift a finger, except to tap the screen or click the mouse. Plus, Angie is free to use. So bring us your next home project, and we'll bring it home. Download the app or go to Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com to get started.
Here's a question for you. Why is it that some people aren't as stressed out about the future as you'd think they'd be? Answer? They're probably among the millions of Americans who have prepared themselves with emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. If the worst ever happens, literally millions of American families are already protected from dealing with empty store shelves. Is yours? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now and grab some emergency food kits, at least one for each member of your family. These kits give you a wide variety of delicious meals that average over 2,000 calories per day. Everything stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. Order your kits now by going to MyPatriotSupply.com. Your order will ship fast and arrive discreetly in unmarked boxes. Listen, this is something you need to jump on now, before the next news headline stuns the world. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Now 53 after the hour, Monday the 16th of May, Tech Talk time, with Victoria Keeling going through a couple of stories like the question about children having smartphones. We're back to this 18-year-old who shot things up in Buffalo and what impact it has and maybe did have on him as he was growing up. 37% of 11-year-olds have a smartphone, Victoria? Whoa.
That is, yeah, this is all based on a new survey of 5,000 kids from, this was in 2021, and 37% of 11-year-olds have a smartphone. 91% of 14-year-olds have a smartphone. As we know, the pandemic changed the way that kids learned and spent their free time and when everyone was at home in lockdown. So according to Common Sense Media, screen use for teens and tweens grew by 17% and continues to grow. Now, a lot of parents feel pressure to make sure their kids, you know, aren't being singled out or bullied for not having the same tech that the rest of their peers have. A lot of parents feel that pressure to give, you know, their kids a phone so they can text with friends. Some parents really want it more for safety reasons. But then other parents are forcing their kids to hold off. There's a movement called Wait Until 8th, which encourages parents to wait until at least the 8th grade to give kids a smartphone. Sure. Now, the network has 40,000 families so far. They've seen a 25% increase in participation in the last year alone. That could also be a result of when kids were doing distance learning at home, there was so much emphasis on screen times. Parents had to also work from home, and so TVs and tablets became babysitters in a lot of ways. And so I think it's not surprising that there's a bit of a backlash on how much screen time kids really have been exposed to. Now, the research is mixed. This is what it really comes down to. When it comes to mental health, and smartphones, the research is very mixed. There was a large study that used data from the National Institutes of Health that found that screen time was moderately associated with worse mental health, increased behavior problems, decreased academic performance, poor sleep quality. But it also found in the same study that using a smartphone or a device improved friendships and connections for kids.
Wow.
So it's kind of a mixed bag. Now, experts agree that if parents allow smartphones, there should be parameters. There should be, you know, banning smartphones from bedrooms overnight.
How do you exercise those parameters? You're not around the children all the time, so.
Well, no, but things like, but a lot of tech experts have said, you know, smartphones should not be in the bedrooms overnight with kids. Parents can control that. And they had set time limits and parental controls. I mean, if the parents are paying for the smartphone, they have control over it. So it's now for other parents who choose to allow their kids to have smartphones. You know, they said that parents and kids need to openly talk about the issues and the concerns. And I just, you know, I think a lot of times parents maybe are too busy, or kids are not interested, or maybe it's just a whole new
How
thing.
How are you too busy
you
to
have
be
to
a
have,
parent? Your
well,
job as a parent, that's part of your job.
Right.
To say too busy to be.
That's not everybody takes that definition as seriously as others, I think.
Yeah, I get that. I understand 100%, but I didn't mean it's right. Your job is that you want to bring children into the world. Your job is to take care of them. It's not my job, not next door neighbor's job. It's your job. As long as you're capable. If you are capable, maybe you shouldn't have had the child to begin with. I think this is a huge debate and something that ought to continue a little bit, I feel, Victoria. Mm-hmm. Meanwhile, up and coming in a moment, what TikTok and Facebook have to offer, we'll be doing that, having that discussion in a moment.
To notice that your brain may not be functioning as well as it used to. The signs of aging can be subtle, but now it's easy to do something about it. Help your brain with Prevagen. In a clinical trial, a subgroup of adults with mild age-related cognitive impairment taking only one Prevagen a day were shown to improve in measures related to memory. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
All right, so what's up with TikTok and Facebook?
Well, congressional Democrats have sent a formal request to the CEOs of YouTube, TikTok, Twitter, and Facebook because they want any material that's being published on those platforms to be saved if it involves alleged war crimes in Ukraine that Russia's committing. And so the thing is, like, a lot of these social media platforms have been people are posting, like, the atrocities of what's going on in Ukraine. But because all of these platforms have different, you know, rules about sensitive content, that a lot of it is getting taken down. It's getting flagged and then deleted. And so congressional Democrats are saying, wait a minute, we need you guys to save this stuff, because when we go to the International Criminal Court, which has already said in the Netherlands that they're going to investigate war crimes in Ukraine, they need this as really vital evidence.
Wow. This is sticky wicket, isn't it, huh? 59 past the hour. This is the DJV program.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best, deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.